To keep up with normal demand, the Red Cross has to collect 372 units of blood in Massachusetts every day. But this season, Red Cross spokesperson Kelly Eisner says they're falling short. In the past month, the organization has canceled 28 blood drives in the state, which equals about 750 donations. Eisner says the winter holidays are always slow for blood collection.
Then on top of that, in January, we've already had a bomb cyclone and a couple big snowstorms. The flu season is not good. So it's just sort of all these things are kind of a perfect storm right now.
And because blood is perishable, it can't be stockpiled, which makes seasonal fluctuations even more tricky. But UMass Management Professor Anna Negurny says there's additional pressure on the blood supply. Overall, hospitals are buying less from blood banks, also called donor centers. That's partly because new surgical techniques don't require as much blood, and because some hospitals do their own collections. The result, Negurny says, is many donor centers have shut down or consolidated.
And if there are fewer points, then obviously it's less convenient for people, so you're less likely to get the donors.
She says leaving the ebb and flow of blood donations up to weather or how bad the flu season is could make the region even more vulnerable if there's a natural disaster or mass shooting. She'd like to see the government subsidize donor centers, which also take on the cost of screening out new diseases like Zika.
They've lost a lot of money because of all these new challenges, and at the same time, they should be innovating, okay? Because blood, is such an unusual product. It's something it can't be manufactured.
The Red Cross says most other New England states have also canceled blood drives in January. Vermont is the only one that's kept collecting throughout the storms. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.